Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, hello, everybody. I don't think there's any need for this. No, not at all. Because the Detroit Tigers have made a trade. All our prayers have been answered, Rico. Okay. Andrew Chafin going to the Rangers.
There it is. That's what we've been waiting for. You know what? Come 6 o'clock, we may be dropping a chair. Yeah.
Rico, think about the thought of the Texas Rangers getting to throw Andrew Chafin, and Carson Kelly will be his catcher. I mean, the Tigers are single-handedly giving the Rangers a playoff berth. How nice of them.
Well, they did it for the Astros when they gave him Verlander. So, you know what? Yeah, they must love the state of Texas for some reason.
So, we have less than 2 hours for the trade deadline, and we're on till 6, and Mark Ryan comes your way at 6 after the deadline. Here's the deal. Jack Flaherty is still not traded. Now, will he be traded? We wait and see. You got an hour 57 to get it done. Tarek Skubal, not going to be traded. At least I'd be shocked if he got traded, considering Baltimore got their guy. And Rico, very quickly, there is such a seller's market out there. Whether it's Toronto getting an unbelievable haul for Kikuchi last night, or whether it's the trade that just went down where Baltimore gave up Connor Norby. Like, dude, if you don't trade Jack Flaherty, it's going to happen to us again. They're going to get E-rotted again.
Rieger, if you don't trade Jack Flaherty, honestly, now you're reaching fireable offense. Now, this is 2 years in a row. Trade deadline has come. Trade deadline has go. You've got nothing for an expiring contract. That's the thing. Okay, I get the Skubal thing. You want to hold on to him. You want to build around him. He's an ace. You didn't get the deal you wanted. I'm not angry because I said, hold out. Do not compromise when it comes to Skubal. But for Flaherty, you can't just walk away with a conditional first-round pick. That can't be what you get. And unless I hear you're re-signing him, and I'm not talking, we'll talk at the end of the season. I'm talking about come 7 o'clock, Scott Harris says we got a deal and Flaherty's going to be here for the next 3 years. We extended him. Okay, I will power it back. I will stand down. But right now, you let another trade deadline go. It shows me you're not looking like you're really ready for the big time. I don't know what your timetable is. I don't know what you want to do with this team. But when you have valuable assets and you're out of it, and Tigers fans, if you haven't noticed with a couple of games where you got blanked, you're out of it, okay?
Oh, they've been out of it for a while. But yes.
I know, but the feel good of, oh, oh, well, you know what? We're winning a lot of games all of a sudden in the month of July. Yeah, that was fugazi. It wasn't real. Now you're seeing what this team is. Riley Green is out for a while. Like, this team is not good. Jeff, it's Groundhog's Day.
So Rico,
we experienced this last year. We're experiencing it again
this
year.
To be fair, it's not done yet. It's not done yet, and I refuse to believe they don't trade Jack Flaherty. I refuse to believe it. Apparently, according to everybody in the know, there's many teams, including the Yankees, the Astros, the Dodgers, that are still interested. You got about 2 hours left, and I would assume the asking price by Scott Harris is very high. Now, you mentioned 7 o'clock. We get to hear from Scott Harris today at 7 o'clock in person. I'm going to go. I'm going to go, Rico, for you and for the morning show and for this station. I'm going to go, and finally we can ask the man that never talks questions that we've wanted to know forever. But very quickly, if you don't trade Jack Flaherty, it is a colossal failure. Simply because Baltimore, they were looking for pitching. They want to win a World Series. We went over and over and over about it. They settled on lefty Trevor Rogers. Trevor Rogers does have 2 years of control. He also has a 4.5 ERA. And for Trevor Rogers, Baltimore gave up Connor Norby, one of their stud prospects, and Kyle Storrs, who's the guy that John Paul Morosi talked about last night, who is an outfielder that has killed it in the minors and is ready to play right away. That would have been the perfect haul, I think, for a guy like Jack Flaherty. But maybe you're saying to yourself, okay, Flaherty's a rental, Rogers isn't. Flaherty's a righty, Rogers is a lefty. Flaherty has injury concerns, Rogers doesn't. So maybe you're saying that. Well, then ask yourself about Tarek Skubal. Trevor Rogers got you Connor Norby and Kyle Storrs. Don't you think if Tarek Skubal was actually available, which apparently he's not, he would have got the freaking farm. And Baltimore would be so much happier right now with Skubal rather than Rogers. The point is, and everybody's talking about it, if you go on Twitter, if you look at the Baseball Insiders, it's such a seller's market out there. It's such an insane seller's market. Toronto got the Astros' second and third prospect for Usi Kikuchi. That's a lefty, a rental free agent that stinks. He stinks.
I was about to say, nowhere near like Flaherty is. But you know what? They were reaching. They went out there. They got the deal done. And you're wondering, well, why didn't Detroit make that deal? What was Detroit asking for? Rieger, you're right. We still have a little under 2 hours. We don't have to get upset because something can happen. But I'm the closer it gets to 6 o'clock and I hear nothing, the more and more I feel like it was last year at this time when I was on with Cookies. And in the end, the Tigers, yep, there it is.
They got played by E-Rod.
Nothing.
They got played.
They did.
Yes. Well, see, here's the funny thing, though. I'm so curious where fans are because, yes, there's still the chance if you don't move Jack Flaherty that you can extend them. But I kind of feel if you were going to extend them, that would have been done already. Now, again, if Scott Harris at 7 o'clock says we gave Flaherty a 3-year deal, then I think we're all like, okay, we get it. Skubal, Flaherty, Olson, maybe Jobe next year. Let's go to war. So maybe you think of it like that.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But I think of it like you have a guy that's a rental that has a history of back injuries that had one really good year that you made sure he had. If you can't move this guy when so many teams are eager for his services, what the hell is Scott Harris doing? Is his asking price just way too high? Or
no.
Is he incapable of the gig?
No, you know what it means? It means he is not part of the panic platoon. The people who just want to sell because, you know, we're all idiots because we want to actually see the team make improvements. This is a team that's not going anywhere. So holding on to valuable assets, okay, great. It makes you feel good. But in the end, what do you get? What did you have? A couple of good days at the ballpark while you're down there eating hot dogs and drinking beers? Because the team's not going anywhere.
No.
And they're not going anywhere again.
No.
So I'm... This is why I laugh when I see guys like Mark Ryan saying, hey, you know, if you want to trade everybody, it's part of the panic platoon. Seriously, Mark?
Come on. I think he threw that on social media. But forget about the comp pick, too. What you could get for Jack Flaherty, because if they don't move Flaherty, these Scott bots, as Mike likes to call them, if they don't move Flaherty, people will say, but you can offer a qualifying offer and get yourself a comp pick. The comp pick would be a low first round pick in the draft, which is fine and good, but you cannot convince
schooler.
Me. Right. Well, or maybe a college kid, but you can't convince me
school.
Though. You can't convince me that you could not have gotten a ton more potentially major league ready players right now if you traded Scoobal at the deadline. Or I'm sorry, Flaherty at the deadline. And here's the other thing too, by the way, Rico. And we'll take your calls. 248-539-9797. How nervous are you? And what do you call it if Flaherty is not moved? We know Scoobal, more than likely, 99.9% chance he's not going to get moved. But here's the other thing. Since you did not move Tarek Scoobal, it's go time next year. You have to go for it. You have to go for not just the playoffs, but everything. You got to spend money. You got to make significant trades. You got to go for it.
It sounds good on paper, Jeff, but weren't we in the same shoes last year and you had to go for it? Because, hey, we were waiting for Miggy's contract to fall off, and it did. And you went out there and got a couple of, signings. All right. Urshela, Canna. All right. Great. Not enough to get you over the top. So, no, I guess for me, if nothing happens, now, like I said, we got to wait and see. Because if they go out there and they get it done, great. But if they don't, that's the third strike. And I've said it at the beginning of the year. You could ask David. You could ask Kenny. You could ask Mike when he gets back. I was giving him until the trade deadline of this year before I start losing faith in this man.
Deal or no deal? It's not the name of a game show, although it is. I was a big fan of it. It's also the name of a video game. But by 6 o'clock, by the time we get off the air and hand things over to Mark Ryan, is Jack Flaherty moved? And if he's not, what's your reaction? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number if you want to chime on in. Also, we'll get you the return on the Andrew Chafin deal as soon as that becomes known to us. Andrew Chafin's been dealt. Carson Kelly's been dealt. The rest of baseball is bragging about what a seller's market it is. All you can get for rentals, and yet Jack Flaherty's still a Tiger. He stood through the entire game today.
For now.
Just standing there.
For now.
Yes, for now. Let's be fair. You think he gets moved? Right now.
You know what? I have to say yes because I just think it would just
I agree
be
with you.
Baseball malpractice if you did not get rid of him.
I refuse.
Seeing what the market is, you cannot. Scott Harris can't walk into that press conference at 7 o'clock holding both of these chips and say why he held on to both. Because your timeline, Scott, is you're waiting for the young guys. Young guys aren't ready. So what are we doing? Well, is just what I would ask.
Rico, the other thing too is, and I am no genius when it comes to this, but sometimes, Justin Verlander 2017, guys pitch to get the F out of town. They pitch their ass off to get the F out of town. So now that Scooble and Flaherty are maybe not going anywhere, you wonder what the drop-off is going to be. The other thing, too, is this team has nothing to play for because they're dead. And then the other thing, too, is anybody that wants to say, but, they could extend them. And even if they do extend them, why wouldn't you go to Jack and say, Jack, buddy, we love you. You're great. Here's the deal. You're a competitor. You're 29. You want to play for the postseason. How about we deal you? Scratch your back. We get something in return. Scratch our back. And then we'll revisit the whole extension thing in the offseason. And if you still love us, because you should, because we have Chris Fetter, then we'll sign you. That's what good organizations do.
But Rieger, wouldn't that hurt his feelings?
Our feelings. You know,
man, F your feelings. Here's a ring. Go get a ring. We'll bring you back.
And millions of
dollars. And we'll do this. Yeah,
Hatch and I were talking about it. I love when the broadcasters make such a big deal about how tough it is when these players get traded. They don't move themselves. Like, I don't think Andrew Chafin is calling the wife right now and say, honey, you got the U-Haul? Make sure to put the dresser in there and the mattress. Let's get down to Texas. We'll be there in a week. I mean, give me a break. You fly. He's going to be patched up in a Four Seasons for 2 months away from the family, probably loving it.
Yeah, Rieger, he's not calling up Akil Badu. Hey, Akil, can you help me move a couple boxes? Yeah, you know, if you can bring up some of your buddies from AAA.
I need a little help.
I got pizza and beer. If whoever helps me, pizza and beer. And, you know, if you help me move the heavy stuff, I'll give you $50.
The Andrew Chafin moving party. And then they're going to drive 4 days to Texas. 248-539-9797. It's very difficult on these men. The ticket text is the exact same number. Deal or no deal. Is Jack Flaherty getting dealt? 97 on the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.